Are human beings in need of religion? You may have come across cities without buildings, malls, and theaters. Cities that are run down, even cities without governance. But have you ever seen a city without a place of worship? Is that just by chance? The answer is no, of course not. Studies have shown that many children innately believe in God and the inevitability of a creator, even if their parents are atheists. In fact, we as human beings feel a deep sense that there is a creator. But many choose to numb that feeling. We simply drown ourselves in work, leisure, and life, and choose to ignore that innate call, the call of faith, which can be heard as we begin to turn off the outside noises. Human beings always try to discover a criteria for being able to tell the difference between good and evil, right and wrong. But we are affected by our environment and our upbringing. The reality is that we as human beings don't always act good, even though we may be good people. God is the rational basis of morality. It may seem surprising or even controversial to some, but what gives anyone the authority to determine right from wrong? God didn't leave us without purpose and didn't create us in vain. He didn't leave us to our own whims and desires. Rather, He determined for us what is right and what is morally wrong. Many people don't like being told what is right and what is wrong, but unfortunately, they ignore the fact that we are human beings and we are imperfect. God, however, is perfect in every way. His knowledge is absolute, His power is infinite, and He is merciful to us as human beings. That is why He sent us prophets and messengers for guidance and direction. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the last in this long line of prophets and messengers, has guided us to a comprehensive moral code. Whether you're an individual or a community, He has given us standards that guarantee peace and happiness for all.